Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Federation Fanatic Podcast. I'm your host, Owen Anderson. Welcome back, everyone. I am so excited to have you back. This is episode 11. It's crazy how we've got this far. I mean, 11 episodes, that's crazy. Double digits, and now we're just going to the top. So this is great. Appreciate all of you who are listening. I hope you guys have been enjoying the other episodes from the past. Let's see, we've done SummerSlam 98. We've talked about WrestleMania 17 with my dad, David C. Anderson. I've talked about SummerSlam 88. I've talked about the Best of Hulk Hogan, which was the last episode last week. Hope you guys like that. Let me know what you guys think. Do you like the how I pick five matches? And Do you like them? Like, do you not like them? Do you think I should keep doing them? Because I really had a lot of fun doing that. It was fun for me. But let me know, guys. Once again, crazy. 11 episodes. So let's keep going. Let's knock out these episodes. So before we get into today's topic, I want to let everyone know that you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at FederationFPod. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Owen R. Anderson. And this podcast is available on multiple different platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, Radio Public, Breaker, Pocket Cast, and Google Podcasts. So make sure to go check those out. The links will be below, or not below. Sorry, back to my old YouTube days. It'll be in the description. Not in the description below, just in the description. I'll put the links so you guys can go check all those out. Because, yeah, make sure you're following us on social media, guys. I'm very active on Twitter and Instagram. I try to be as much active as I can. We do have, or I don't know why I keep saying we. I have a Facebook page for the Federation Fanatic. I don't use it. So, I mean, if you want to go like it, go ahead. It's literally the Federation Fanatic Podcast. If you want to go like it, you are more than welcome to. I don't ever post ever on there. Like, I never do. I don't know why. I should, but I only have like two or three people. It's my audience is Twitter and Instagram, so I try to be more on Twitter and Instagram, and I'm very active on there. So, and I always tweet out when there's a new episode. Same with Instagram. I post like, hey, go check out the new episode. We're live, pal. Like, I always like to say that we're live, pal. So make sure to go follow us on social media, once again, at FederationFPod. I'm very active on there. I let people know. I tweet some stuff out, maybe some stuff you maybe want to see. Probably not, but hey, you never. I never know. I never know who you are or what you want to see. I'm not sure. So let me know. But yeah, so go follow us. And yeah. All right, so let's get into today's topic. So I was, I'm trying to remember where I was. I was, you know, it's funny. I just uploaded last week's podcast, so it would have been the Best of Hulk Hogan. I just uploaded it, and I was on a roll. I was like, I was just sitting there in my room, and I'm like, And I was kind of thinking, like, what should be the next episode? Because, you know, as a podcaster like myself, I always try to have some ideas in my head of, like, you know, oh, maybe we could try this, or maybe I could do that, or maybe we could do this. Like, I always try to have some ideas of, like, what we can do for episodes because, you know, a lot of people, you know, will do just a show, like a pay-per-view, and they'll review it, and, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I do it. Like, it's kind of just how it is, but, you know, personally, I want to change it up because I don't want you guys listening just the same thing over and over and over again because it's going to get old, and you're going to get tired of this show, and you're not going to want to listen to it, and that hurts my feelings. I'm just kidding. So, I mean, it would hurt my feelings, but, you know, whatever. We won't get into that. But, so I was thinking, you know, I don't want to do just another show. I want to change it up a little bit. I want to do a little something different because we don't always have to do a show. We can always do a little something different. So, I thought about it. I haven't covered this yet. So, I'm going to be talking about the WWF music. And you're probably thinking, what? And you go, so, if you're a WWF fan, you probably know that there is albums like with wrestlers' theme songs or wrestlers singing all together. And, you know, they have those like albums like the Wrestling Album or the Wrestling Album 2, the Pile Driver Album. Excuse me. There's the WrestleMania Album. There is, and then like the volume, Mountain Volume 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then there's WWF Aggression and WWF Forcible Entry. The thing is, there's lots of more albums, but the problem is, there's only ones, I can only cover the WWF ones, because this is the Federation Fanatic, not the WWE Fanatic. So, you see where I'm at, where I went through and I looked up which ones were the WWF, so literally, I pulled out the ones that are from the first one, the wrestling album, to the last one, Forcible Entry. So, basically how this works is I'm going to go through the albums and kind of do a Dave Meltzer thing, like 5 stars or 2 stars. And I promise I won't do minus 5 stars, but there'll probably be about, you know, 5 stars. I think 5 stars. But yeah, so basically do a Dave Meltzer deal where I basically review it by stars and how, what I thought. And, yeah, we're going to be like that. I'm just kidding. So, let's see, let's start. So yeah, I'll tell you what I thought about the album, what maybe I thought was kind of dumb or I just didn't really get it. But yeah, so that's how we're going to do this. So the first album is the WWF, the Wrestling Album, came out in 1985. I actually have that album on vinyl. I'm sure most of you know what vinyl is. It's like basically a record, except it's not an actual record, or it is. I don't know. I'm not a vinyl expert. I wanted to, never mind. I was going to talk about, oh, I want to start this huge collection, but it's like, we're wrestling. So we'll stick to wrestling. So this is the Wrestling Album. It had the song Real American, which I love, because it's, you know, anytime I hear Real American, I think back when I was 9 or 10 years old, this big Hulkamaniac who always wore Hulk Hogan shirts and went around going, Hulkamania, brother, and, you know, had the Winged Eagle title. But yeah, anytime I hear Real American, it's always brings back good memories. I gave the album, this might sound harsh, actually, no, maybe it's not that bad. I gave it 4 stars. Like, I really liked it. For a second, I was, in my head, I was thinking 10 stars, but like the limit was 10 stars, but I remember now saying limit was 5 stars. So I give it 4 stars. I think it was a really good album. I mean, there was like one or two songs that were like, oh, that was kind of dumb. Like the Captain Lou's history music lesson. Like that was dumb. I didn't get it. Like, I like Captain Lou, but like, that was kind of dumb. I didn't really get it, but that's just me. But I think everything else was really good. Real American was good. Some people don't realize this, but Real American wasn't even supposed to be Hulk Hogan's real theme song. Like, I know a couple of people that had no idea. He actually had, like, on the album, it's Hulk Hogan's theme. If you ever watched the Hulk Hogan's Rock Wrestling cartoon, yeah, the theme song for that was Hulk Hogan's theme song. They used that he didn't use it for very long, because they're like, this Real American song is actually kind of more his style. And the Real American song was actually supposed to be for Mike Rotundo and Barry Windham, because they were the U.S. Express? No, that's Lex Luger. Or no, is that the Luger Express? I don't know. Please tell me if I'm right or wrong. Were they the U.S. Express? I don't know. I thought they were the U.S. Express. Maybe I'm sure I'm wrong, but let me know. Am I right or am I wrong? Were they the U.S. Express? Because I know it was Mike Rotundo and Barry Windham's theme song, Real American. But it wasn't supposed to even be Hogan's theme song. And then they were like, Vince was like, or I don't know if it was Vince, but someone, I assume, said like, you know, or maybe it was Hogan. Maybe Hogan was like, you know, I kind of like that Real American song. That one fits me more, because the Hogan's theme is just like a, I don't even know what it is. I'm not even sure. Is it like rock and jazz and like pop music like mixed together in one? And yeah, I don't know. Very strange. But the Wrestling Album was good. It had Junkyard Dogs theme. It had Hillbilly Jim's theme. They had Nikolai Volkoff sing Kara Mia, which is okay. I mean, he actually didn't do terrible. I mean, for a professional wrestler, the expectations are pretty low for singing, but I think the Wrestling Album was good. I give it 4 stars. So next up is the Wrestling Album 2, or most people call it Pile Driver. I gave it 5 stars. It's like my favorite. I think besides Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo and Girls in Cars, the album was great. But I gave it 5 stars because it's just that classic 80s album. You got Hulk Hogan on the cover. It's a great album. You got songs like Crank It Up that Jimmy Hart sang. I thought that's a great song. That gets me like, do you ever have like a song that like fires you up? That's one of those like songs like that just fires you up. It's like, oh, Crank It Up. And I know, I'm sure kids that know me are like, dude, you know how old that song is? And I'm like, yeah, I'm an old soul. So anyway, but I think it's a great album. You've got Demolition's theme song, which I think I've talked about this. I may have talked about this once. If you listen to Demolition's theme song, Rick Derringer, who sings Real American, Hulk Hogan's theme song, he sang Demolition's theme song. So like I would have never known unless you told me. I used to be really good about like paying attention to like the details and that. I don't know. I feel like the older I've gotten, I don't pay attention as much because like I would have never known. But if you listen really carefully, you can tell it's Rick Derringer. But you got like Demolition. You got Stand Back by Vince McMahon. I thought that song's awesome because it's, you know, you got Vince McMahon singing a song. I think on the album, like the song's pretty good. Like he didn't do too bad at singing. I mean, he's not like a professional singer, but he didn't do too bad. Now you watch the Slammy Awards 1987. Yeah, that was I mean, he tried. I mean, Vince went out there and tried. He sang Stand Back and you know, he danced it out. That I'll never get that picture out of my head, but it's okay. You know, he tried. I'll give it to Vince. He tried. And I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure they were lip singing. I'm pretty sure they were lip singing, and you know, that's cool. Like, hey, you know, nobody, I mean, I would have known, but I think from what I've heard, they were lip singing, but you know, they're not professional singers, guys. They're professional wrestlers. Know how as I say wrestlers anyway. So I give it 5 stars. If You Only Knew, that's another one. It's basically all the wrestlers singing. It's such a good song. If You Only Knew, beautiful song. I love it. So that's a great one. So the next one is the WrestleMania album, 1993. What's the word to describe this album? Let's see. I'm trying to think. No, it's not that one. Oh, yeah, crap. I'm sorry. I hate to crap on stuff, but that album was garbage. I gave it 2 stars. That album was garbage. There's like 2 songs that were okay. That album was terrible. It was like, I understood what they were trying to do. Like, it was the 90s. It was 1993. So, okay, it's the 90s. Like, you know, they're trying to do more of a hip hop rap kind of album, which, okay, but no offense. Bret Hart is not a rapper. The Undertaker is not a rapper. Macho Man is not a rapper. Razor Ramon's not a rapper. These guys aren't rappers. Like, with the rock albums, it's one thing because you can kind of like, you can kind of get away with it, but rap, like, you can't get away with rap. It's just not going to work. So I think it sucks. I'm sure I'm going to get some heat for this because some people are like, it was great. What are you talking about? And it was so bad. Like, honestly, the WrestleMania song was fine, but then it was kind of dumb because it's, I said, are you ready for the Survivor Series? It's like, I thought it was WrestleMania. So now I could be reading it wrong where it could mean like who's going to survive at Wrestle. Well, I mean, okay, wait, I mixed that up. Sorry. Mean Gene, there's a part in the song where he goes, who will survive? Now, maybe he meant like, oh, who will survive at WrestleMania? Like if you're going up against The Undertaker, are you going to survive? Maybe, but I mean, I said, are you ready for the Survivor Series? That just doesn't, I don't know. It was so random and the song's called WrestleMania. So, I mean, that song was okay. I didn't hate it. And then the Slam Jam song was okay. And then that's about it. Like, the rest of the album is pretty bad. It's just a hip-hop rap album. And I don't have anything. Like, I don't hate rap or anything. I'm just not really a fan. I'm more, I'm sure some of you probably know, I'm a really big alternative rock, heavy metal, punk rock. Like, that. Like that's kind of my stuff. I don't really like hip-hop rap or just rap. I just don't. I've never really been able to get into it. There's a couple of people I like. I won't say any names. There's some you know, rappers that are like, oh yeah, that one song's kind of catchy, but like, I don't, it's not like Foo Fighters where I can go through, yeah, I love Everlong, Learn to Fly, Monkey Wrench. Like I could go on forever with Foo Fighters, but obviously we won't get into it. It's not wrestling. So WWF, the WrestleMania album, 1993, 2 stars, crap. Did not think it was good. I really thought it was bad. Not one that I would listen to. So, okay. So the next one is the WWF Full Metal Album Volume 1. So this is when the volume started. Like if you guys go back and look at all the WWF or even WWE albums, they started doing like the volumes. And so this is in 95 is when Volume 1 started. I give it 4 stars. I thought it was good. You know, you had like Bret Hart's song, you had Diesel, Shawn Michaels, With My Baby Tonight for Jeff Jarrett. And actually, some people I'm sure figured it out, but some, I don't think there are some people that actually know this. Jeff Jarrett didn't sing that song. I'm sure probably people are like, well, yeah, duh, but who do you think sang it? And people, I don't know, Road Dogg. And some people are like, really? Road Dogg sang it? Yeah, like, listen, like, Road Dogg sang it. Like, yeah, like, they're, because I'm sure they wanted Jeff Jarrett to sing it, but I'm sure he's like, I can't sing. And then they gave it to, they're like, well, Road Dogg, can you sing? Yeah. And so Road Dogg sang. I give it 4 stars. I think it was really good. Good album. Good way to start the volume. I think Volume 1 was really good. So yeah, I give Volume 1 very good. 4 stars. Okay. WWF Volume 2, 1997. 0 stars. Or actually, you know what? I'm going to do this. -5 stars. I'm kidding. I give it 0 stars. It was so bad. Like, there's not even one good song on that album. Like, at least with, like, the WrestleMania album, there was at least 1 or 2 songs that were catchy, but that's it. Like no. The Volume 2 was terrible. I'm sorry. I hate crapping on stuff, but I gotta crap on that one. It was so bad. Like, it wasn't even good. It just, like, honestly, Volume 2 was probably worse than the WrestleMania album. Like, I would prefer to listen to the WrestleMania album over than Volume 2, because Volume 2 was terrible. It just was so bad. I don't know what they were doing, but it was, ooh, it was brutal. So, -5 stars. Like, I have, like, no songs to even talk about. It was that bad. Alright, so next one is WWF Volume 3, 1998. I give it 5 stars. That is probably the best volume they've ever done. 5 stars. It's my favorite. I would say Volume 3 or Volume 4 is my favorite. And, oh, just hit my headphones. We're going to talk about Volume 4 next, obviously. But Volume 3 is so good. You had the Undertaker's theme song. You had Kane. Excuse me. You had The Rock. You had Stone Cold. You had The Brood's theme song. Like, you had all these good songs. And this is like the 98. This is like the start for the Attitude Era. So this is like when it's starting to get hot, like red hot. And it was awesome. Like, I love Volume 3. I thought Volume 3 was great. I give it 5 stars. Excellent album. And then obviously Volume 4, 1999. I give it 4 stars. Like, it was very good. I don't know why I gave it 4. I should have just given it 5. Whatever. Too late. I give it 4 stars because I actually went back and listened to all these albums. I know. Actually, I put a lot of work into this. I was about to act like I don't put any work, which isn't true, because I put a lot of work into this show. But anyway, we won't talk about that. So, Volume 4 was great. You had Chris Jericho's theme song. You had Big Show's theme song. The Rock. That was The Rock. That one, that's a good one. You had My Time for Triple H's theme song before the game. I thought it was great. Volume 4 was great. All right, next up is WWF Aggression 2000. I give it 2 stars. I can't remember any songs on it. I'm sure some people think I'm crazy because I'm sure a lot of people like that album. Personally, I didn't really like it. Not much to really say about that one. I don't know. That one's just not one I really like. I didn't really get into it. Like, Volume 3 and 4 are really the two I would say that are my favorites. But yeah, I don't know. That one, no, not much to say on that one. WWF Volume 5 is next. Came out in 2001. I give it 4 stars. I thought Volume 5 was really good. You had The Game by Motorhead. You had Latino Heat for Eddie Guerrero's theme song. Like, yeah, you had Taz's theme song. Yeah, it was really good album. I like Volume 5. I thought it was good. And then the last one is WWF Forcible Entry. Came out 2002, and I give it about 3 stars. You got to remember, guys, 2002 is kind of when everything was starting to really get bad. Like, WrestleMania was really the last, like, cool thing. And then once two, yeah, it's hard to talk good about 2002 because it was kind of a rough year because they went from WWF to WWE in May, on May 5th. And it just, 2002 was rough. They've never, like, once 2002 hit and they started going down, like, they've never been able to get themselves back up. But we won't get into that. But yeah, not really a fan of that album. Not really any songs on there that I'm like, oh my gosh, I love that song. It's more of just a whatever. It's not one I really care for. So yeah, towards the end, they weren't as good. Yeah, that's the last album, because once that album came out, then they went from WWF to WWE. And yeah, that's about it, guys. I think that's everything. We covered every album for WWF. Thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it. I had a lot of fun talking about some old WWF albums. I'm a big music guy myself. You probably would. I mean, if you follow me on Instagram at O&R Anderson, you would know how much I love music. So, yeah, I really like I like a lot of music. So, you know, getting to talk about like the WWF albums is kind of fun because I always enjoy talking music with, you know, you guys. It's fun to talk about music because it's something I really enjoy. So, yeah, that's every WWF album. And I should have counted. Let me count how many there are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. About 10 albums for WWF. I don't know why I didn't count that. There's about 10 albums. So, I mean, I think most of them are on Apple Music, if you have Apple Music. Or if not, just go on YouTube. They're all on there. I think for the Forcible Entry, I had to go and go on YouTube because the one on Apple Music for our go back. WWF Aggression, I had to listen to on YouTube because they didn't have it even on Apple Music. And then Forcible Entry, they only had like 2 songs, so I went on YouTube, found it, listened to it, so in preparation for the podcast. And it's all right, but you know what, I already talked about it. So yeah, guys, thanks for listening. I really appreciate you listen to me talk about WWF albums. I think it was a lot of fun. All right, I'll spoil it for you guys. So this week, let's see, let me look. I'm recording this on Monday, so I'm a little off because it's weird because I don't record on Saturday. I actually record on Mondays. I know the episodes drop on Saturday, but I record anytime during the week. But I decided Monday because I'm very busy this week. Monday was my only day where I could just kind of do this. So, yeah, you're welcome. I'm just kidding. So, let's see. So, this will drop on the 18th. Okay. So, this episode drops on the 18th. Today's the 13th. So, next week. Why did I do that? I was about to say the date. For next week, the 25th, on Saturday, I have a very special guest on the show. I will not spoil who it is. But I wanted to let you know I'm going to have a special guest on the show. I'm really excited. I've known him for a few years. He's a great guy. I won't spoil what we're going to talk about. I just wanted to tell you guys I will be having a special guest. What I want to do is have a special guest on the show every month, once a month, at least once a month, if we can try to do that once a month. If not, because obviously, guys, school is going to be coming back for me soon. I only have, you know, so many more weeks left, and I got to go back to school. So, obviously, I probably won't be able to have as many guests. I don't see myself doing it once a month. But I'm going to have this guest for this month, and I hope I can get a couple more people on the show kind of before school and when kind of school just starts. So, you guys can have a couple guests, because it's fun to have guests on the show. So, I'm hoping I can get a few people on. I can't guarantee because I don't know if I can. I'm going to do my best. So, like, just kind of hang in there. I'll make sure to get a couple guests. I'm sure I could get a couple during the school year. I just don't think it'll be like once a month I can have a guest. Because it's, you know, not sound bad, but you know, it's a lot to get a guest. You know, you got to ask them, you got to confirm a date, you got to get it ready. So it's a lot of more work. Cause with me, you know, when you do a show like me by myself, it's literally, I just do notes and then record and upload. When you have a special guest, you got to confirm a date. You got to make sure they're not busy. You got to, you know, do your notes. You got to give them, like, it's just a lot of work, but I have no problem with it. It's not that bad. I'm just saying that it's a little more extra work. And, you know, when I have school going on, all that, blah, you get it. So, but yes, there will be a special guest next week. I'm not spoiling it. You'll figure it out. You'll have to wait till next week. So you're going to have to listen to this towards the end of this episode so you can figure out and maybe give a guess who it'll be. You'll probably never guess. So, anywho, but once again, guys, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Thank you for supporting this podcast. Yeah, I want to remind everyone, make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Federation F Pod. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Owen R. Anderson. This podcast is available on multiple different platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, Radio Public, Breaker, Pocket Cast, and Google Podcast. Excuse me, guys. Sorry. But once again, guys, thank you guys so much for the love and support. Appreciate it. And I will see you on the next edition of the Federation Fanatic Podcast. Take care, everyone.